So just real briefly, there was a case that was sent in by iPad from one of the audience members, very similar, 35-year-old woman. But the thing that caught my attention here was an 8.5 centimeter primary.
Yeah.
But she had two positive nodes, and her oncotype was a little bit higher. It was 15. What kind of numbers would you give to a woman like this, and what do you think you would do?
Yeah, so this is an interesting case because she's 35. She has a low, but on the high side of a low recurrence score. And the pathologist has looked at her tumor and said it's grade one, which is a little unusual. I mean, I think it's very, very uncommon to see grade one cancers in 33, 35-year-old women. And when you see it, the first thing that comes to my mind is this a BRCA carrier or another HRD carrier? Because I will tell you the hallmark from my experience in taking care of a lot of BRCA mutation carriers is this is the kind of cancer they developed.
Really?
Never heard of that one either. Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, the prognosis of BRCA mutation carriers in terms of disease recurrence and outcome is similar to non-BRCA carriers, but yet the age is much younger, and we know younger women do worse.
But just to be clear, though, you know, this is more BRCA 2 that you're talking about with the ER positive?
Yeah, so BRCA 2, but even BRCA 1, triple negative versus triple negative, non-BRCA carriers, the prognosis is almost identical.
Huh, interesting.
So, but yet they're developed at, you know, several years younger is the average age for development. And just logical thinking would say if you're younger and you get cancer, you probably should do worse. But my experience is when I see a low-grade cancer like this, ER negative or ER positive arising in a 30, 33, 35, the first thing that should go off in people's heads is, I mean, it should go off in their heads anyway, but is this a genetic mutation carrier?
Yeah, it's interesting. Both of these cases don't mention either family history or BRCA testing, and they're both under 40.
Sandy Swain and other people have published this, that although you see low recurrence scores in very young women, the percentage of low recurrence scores is less than you see in those women over 50 and over 70. So even though you see it and you should use the assay, the distribution of the scores is more heavily weighted to a higher recurrence score. And so again, I think it's a little bit of a peculiar case because this is a large tumor that has really developed in 2 of 10 lymph nodes. So this wasn't like, at least I don't get the sense that, you know, it was a 1 centimeter tumor in 9 positive lymph nodes, which is always a bad thing. This was a tumor that grew to quite a large size before diagnosis and yet only took up shop in 2 of the lymph nodes. So it's grade one and it's got a low recurrence score. And in a 35-year-old with 2 positive lymph nodes, given the size of the tumor, I probably would think a little bit more strongly about recommending chemotherapy. And if I was to give any chemotherapy at all, it would certainly be a second generation docetaxel cyclophosphamide regimen.